You had 74 requested, 66 of it is...
No, 62, 066 is total.
62?
Yeah.
Okay, I had the numbers transferred. The 12,000. Put 12,000 back in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's what...
And you're going to break the news to them?
I will talk with them and see what we can get done.
Okay.
Where do we have that, Jim?
Oh, here it is.
Maintenance agreements, yeah.
So move that number down to 12.
It was 20 last year.
Right. And under the office expense, the biggest chunk in that whole, it's a little bit of increase over 2011, but it's supplies and lube.
If we go back to the line items that were approved, we're at that figure, Jim.
The fuel and lube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're actually trying to read this 4,000 over at the.
You're 164 right now.
Yeah. Saying the news said gas was going up this morning, it's down 5 cents.
I heard that yesterday too, and then I didn't see it this morning.
So it's roll the dice on that.
No one stinking knows it's a game. Jimmy, I'm going to say that I'll break the news here from my perspective. I'd rather hold off on the four people until we figure out. I'd rather work your budget without adding the four people. I know your comp time request. I know I saw the book. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But those four people at 95,000, you know, for those four people, we still have to add on the benefits and all that, which is another. Well, we're told 12,000 a person per year, so I mean it could be another 50,000 on top of that to our benefits number. So. I don't see how I can help that. I mean, that's.
Is there any way we could go with one dispatch and one
court?
Court. That would be a tremendous help to us. And the dispatch is just—it's a. They are beside themselves right now. I'll tell you that. It's just. Last night after our meeting, I came back up here and worked till 9:30 at courts.
I'm looking at some things here.
Well, first I want to ask this question. If 5% comes off of what your approved figure was in January, with the funds that you have, you can buy that back up plus some more if you want to do that, which I would suspect that you would, or do we look this the other way? But that's the figure that...
But I've got a lot of cost in there that we cut that have to be done this year because of changes in operations and everything that are required by the federal law. And that, I mean, those have to be done. You know, the radios and stuff like that. And
right.
Like I said, I've got four cars that are over 150,000 miles right now.
Right.
And they're just to the point that they're unsafe. The van, it's at 175,000, but it's just basically road travel, and I think we can probably rebuild it and get by another year with it. But.
You want some coffee?
No.
You don't drink coffee? Whiskey?
I'm kidding. Don't drink that either, Sheriff. But if this keeps up, I may start.
You want some coffee?
No.
I'm going to run. Jen, you want some coffee? Jim?
I'm good right now.
I'm good.
I know you will. So.
Soda pop? I'm out. Do you want a soda?
Yeah.
I got it.
That might do.
Jimmy, I'm looking at all your subcategories here. I mean, you made cuts in the equipment expense. You've made cuts in the... We've made cuts in other expenses. We've got a slight increase in office expense, which is where your supplies, fuel, and lube. Is there, from a process perspective, if we bought, we had fuel and we bought it in bulk and moved it in two spots of the county, would that help at all? I mean, I'm just trying to be creative because...
Yeah. I can't answer that, Jim. We used to be able to buy it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, buying it in bulk on the farm,
mm-hmm.
we actually pay more than what we do at the store.
Well, and we did some price checking. It was like 3 or 5% cheaper. And then when you had to buy all the equipment to monitor, manage, you didn't want to buy in there after
it's,
all?
It's coming.
It's like, wow.
I got
expense cut.
Expense cut. It got cut on the way to the pop machine.
All I could afford was the lid.
You got the lid. That's it. You
was the all.
You bought the empty one.
I thought about it.
Wow, just like that.
So I really can't tell you if we could produce some pricing real quick at today's market.
Okay.
We might get the auditor to call
and do some. That's just a thought. Because what we're seeing is fuel costs are creeping up every year to us. I mean, it is substantial. $20,000 a year increase.
We waiting on our transports and stuff. We've quit doing out-of-state transports.
Okay.
We'd hire a private company to do that to keep from having those costs.
Right.
And they can actually do it cheaper than what we can. So that's worked out for us on that.
Good.
But, of course, we've been working with the judge, and this is one of our big expenses in the transports comes from all the writs we have to run and pick people up at DOC,
mm-hmm.
bring them down here for court, run them back and everything, and we've got the Polycom system.
Yeah,
set
they're not using that, huh?
I wonder why.
We're trying to get them to.
It's the judge's name?
Yeah, it's the judge's decision. Now, there's some, I say it's the judge's decision, the inmates also have to agree to it.
Okay.
But a lot of places are doing that, and it's, you know, they're using it.
That
could help us tremendously in a lot of this.
It would. Let me ask you a question. You have $15,000 in telephone. Is there any way one of your funds could pick that up? Because that puts us back to whole in that line item. Mm-hmm. I know $9,500 got picked up by...
$15,500 shouldn't put us to whole on that.
Well, if you picked up an additional $15,500...
You mean from what he suggested yesterday?
Yeah.
We had $20,000 budgeted last year.
Right.
Thank you.
Is that $15,500 now?
Yeah.
Can any of it be picked up out of... I mean, I thought you put in some being picked up by this from your civil fund.
Yeah, I can't pick it up out of my forfeiture or any of that.
Okay,
that's not allowed out of it on that because it has to be all drug related.
Okay, I'm willing to set his fuel and lube at 160, and we're going to get creative on how we're going to figure that out and hold the line to that. I think we just got to look at different ways of reducing the fuel. I mean,
regardless of which lines, what is the figure that you're talking about? Is it not the
1707-958-22? 107 is our goal. Yes.
My question is, I don't care what the line is. Is are you suggesting to deviate from that?
No, I'm trying to
follow you.
I'm trying to work line by line to see where we can get to that number.
Okay.
If I change that number to 160, we're 134,000 from that 707 number.
Sorry.
All right. What's your guide?
Go ahead.
Yeah, who's this? Let me call you back later. I'm in the meeting. Thank you. That may have been one of my best beers. Okay.
don't understand something here. Every line item that we... Okay, this something's not right, guys. Every subcategory that Jimmy has given to us, it's less than what he did last year, but yet there's no... Hold on 1 second, Ron, from a totals. Okay?
Because not in this one, though.
With the change he's been making, okay?
Yeah, I don't see how we're...
That far off yet.
With the changes I made, the operating expenses should be well below what they was last year.
The transport's a cost. Prisoner transport's a $20,000 increase.
Well, the changes that you made, Jim, were $130,000, but the increase you asked for is $457,000. So that's still according to the figures I was given. Maybe I'll check and see what Jim's figures are.
Let's just go through line by line.
Okay.
Postage, we've left it the same.
Correct.
Right.
Subscriptions, we left the same.
Correct.
Supplies and freight. We dropped $2,000.
That was yesterday, right?
Right.
That's 18,000.
From that's 2,000 less than 2011.
Right.
Telephone, we're 4,500 less than 2011.
Right. Or 15,500, right?
Fuel and lube.
We're going to hold the line.
We're going to hold it steady.
At 160.
There.
Hold on. So you're going back from the 180? That's what was in the budget.
Yeah. We're going to go to 160. Hold the line there.
There's at what we had it last year.
Right.
So that subtotal is 199,050.
Equipment purchases, we dropped back to zero.
Held the line zero there.
Equipment repair, we dropped it to zero, which is 1,500 less.
Right.
Hold it. 1,500 less than
11.
Correct.
The maintenance agreement.
We're going to go to 12,000 with that.
We're going to go 12,000 on that. So that's 8,000 less than it was last year.
Right.
But it's, it's 62,000 less than your request.
Right.
Correct. That's a big chunk of it, obviously. Okay.
Vehicle maintenance, we dropped that to, I believe, 28,000. Yeah, so that's 2,000 less than last year.
Right.
Purchase.
I'm sorry.
But you went over vehicle purchase.
He's going that to zero.
Yeah.
He's putting that back to zero.
I'm sorry, I was just...
That's okay.
Ammunition, you're holding the same.
Ammunition, we're holding the same.
At 4,000.
Let's see.
Lights and bars and radio, you left that at zero.
Left that at zero. Vest and flashlights.
We have part of that grant, but you're...
Yeah, but that's 700 less than last year.
Right, so it's $2,800 in that line item now.
Vehicle radios is at zero.
Right. So that subtotal is $46,800, which is 13 less than last year.
The 500 training, I left that in there.
The transport's the big thing.
Yeah, the transport.
What's our expenses so far this year, Jimmy?
Expenses so far this year, the latest expenses, let me see here.
I don't remember. I didn't have that written down.
Jim, you may have to look at that. I think it says 65.
Yeah, nice. 65,248.06.
Question for you, though. Is part of that transport cost you have here reimbursed from other counties if we're transporting theirs?
We don't transport theirs. It's all ours. We will transport from them.
But just for a point of clarification, the $65,000 in expenses he's incurred, we've already had $101,000 in offsetting revenues. So
I understand.
Okay. So the I mean, that is the expense.
I can't see lowering that any.
No.
And actually, the more expense you have, the more reimbursement you have coming in. Where are
we at? Then the next bonds, you left the same. criminal costs the same?
No.
Lowered it to zero.
Criminal costs dropped back to
dues
zero.
Dues and conferences you left the same, and criminal costs you dropped it to zero.
Right.
Investigative task force left the same. 2,500.
Yeah.
Signs you've reduced to 500 total.
Uh-huh.
Title fees you've reduced. No, you've increased to 350, which is an insignificant amount. Right?
Right.
And then drug enforcement, you've taken that to zero.
To zero.
Which is a net savings there. Now.
Subtotal?
That subtotal is 6,350 for that subtotal there. 6,350. Now for discussion purposes only, mathematically, if we didn't give him any of the people, he asked, he is $3,000 less than he was this in 2011.
Well, the,
how could that be?
If I didn't give you the people. No, you're less than last year.
They can't. But hold on.
No. Everything is, there's no increases in.
Transport.
Well, transport.
That's $20,000 that offsets the decreases.
Okay.
Okay, I show a total from what you just went through of decreases, including those four employees, of $374,222.
From the requests?
From the requests. But the increase was $457,000, so there's still an increase in there of $80,000.
From the 707? From the 5%?
No.
That's not what I got.
That can't be.
Give me your subtotals, Ron.
They're all the same as what you just read off. All I did was copy what the decrease was from the request.
Yeah, I'm not nesting the decrease. All I'm going off of is, is 11 approved.
The decreases we said on here was decreases from the 2011 approved.
I understand. My point is, when you subtract the requests from 2012, you subtract from that what we just approved in 2011.
I don't have the requests here. I'm just going off of 2011.
Yes. What was approved in 2011 was 1,797, 850, 76.
Correct.
Okay. Do you show what your requests were?
I don't have the requests.
2,255.
No.
20, that's not right?
No.
226.
Your request?
The request was 2,176,666.
Well, I lowered it to that also. That was after the first round of. It's not after the first round of
counting? No, that's what's on the sheets for request.
Okay, that's not. Okay.
Does it matter what the request was?
Of course. No, I don't care what the requests were. If we get down to the bottom line, sure, if that's what your question is.
Mm-hmm.
I was just subtracting from what that figure was.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Okay. So where are we? What is the figure that we're at with that?
If I add all the totals up, I show 17. This is with no employee increase. 1,794,800. Which is, about 3,000 less than last year.
Using Jim's figure of 2,176,666, subtracting out the 1,797,576, which was the 2011, that's 378,815,24. And you've just found 374,222. So we're real close. That's within 4,000.
Of last year.
Of last January, of this year.
January of this year, yeah.
Yeah, because he saw a huge decrease from 2010 already to get to 2011.
Yeah, see, our actuals in 2010, well, the approved was $2,371,275.
Say that again.
$2,371,275.
Actuals, right?
Actuals, $2 million. I think it says 372.
Cover that. Thanks.
Now, there's three levels in there. Maybe one of them will work for you. Maybe they won't. This is pretty strong.
Yeah, that is the that's the ones that I've got.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Good. Yep. So those. That was the request, and that's the total.
Story. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That's his problem.
Your glasses.
No, he can't see. It's like me.
All right. Jim and Jim, what are your thoughts? No.
We're going to sell it and add that revenue to your budget. It was still funny nonetheless.
Well, like the prisoner transports, we've probably collected another $50,000 over what we expected to this year, and if it's up to $65,000, we'll collect another,
right,
$25,000-$30,000 more than that next year. If it's not, then it's
right.
It's not expended.
Can I get you guys to run through these totals one more time to give me what currently we're looking at if we go with, and what you're saying is to go with, not what you're saying, I'm sorry.
The numbers.
What we're discussing is to go with the salaries from 2011 at this time.
At this time.
And if that's the case, that's the 1,477,176.
Correct.
We do that, and then our next subtotal is
199,050.
199,050. And our next subtotal is
46,800.
The next is
65,500.
And the last is
6,350. You should have 1,794,876.
That's exactly what I have.
Which is a reduction of $3,000. Do you concur?
I concur. That's not funny to Jim, but it's a little inside joke here, Jim. All right, let's. I'd
like just to hold the line and move on.
To get to this line, to get to the point where we're at right now, we're obviously looking at cuts. And we're not utilizing any special funds other than what you wish to do. I mean, we're not saying that we're supplementing lines, we're just saying this is what, or are we saying
this? Yeah, we're supplementing.
Oh, we are.
So he's already supplementing the lines.
All right. In that supplementation, yesterday we looked at his consideration of $100,000 for auto.
Yeah, but total. 130 of the supplements were of the increases. Overall supplement, he supplemented basically about $40,000 off of 2011. So he's cut into 2011 because we increased on some other things and decreased in other things.
Well,
and that was the things that was required by law changes to have to do. I wish they would give us funds to do that whenever they just have to do it.
I'm good to stay at this figure and move on and not seek 5%.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Jimmy, I'm gonna say we're gonna have to think on the four people. I know you're asking, just give me two at least. Let us get through this thing and look. Okay.
We had an amount. We looked at the salary study. There are a number of people that need adjustments. There are a number of people that haven't had increases in a long time.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to the point of where we're at, regardless of where we're at with what's happening right here. We're going to be delving into we're going to be spending more than what we're bringing in. To a large degree. And a big part of that, obviously, is the economy. Sales tax, we've been blessed with sales tax, but we've lost other revenues. We get scared to death from an individual that came in yesterday and talked to us about
his projections for next year.
For next year's sales tax, which were incredibly bleak. So we're very nervous about that. But I'm going to spit this out. We're going to take a look at everything. We're still going to look at the employees, and we're going to see if we can offer the best we can to our people so that we can do something for them. That's what my intentions are.
That's what we need.
Okay.
I really believe we stepped up to the plate on insurance. We've kept that intact. We're under no means looking at the retirements that we have in place. We've left that intact. Our insurance is so much better. As a matter of fact, we've got employees that we share in the circuit that are on ours that are up north.
Yeah.
Doing a buyback, the county is, but it's less than what total amount is. But we're involved with that. We're committed.
I think overall the insurance deal, none of us like to change going from one to the other.
Yeah.
But I think overall it's better than what anybody expected. So.
We go back to that. I appreciate all the employees doing it. I mean, we got a good cross-section of what's important.
Yeah.
You know, versus three commissioners trying to figure it out.
Your guys played a big role in that.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Which two?
No, the one that we have problems with the name of. Wahowit?
Wahowit.
Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Deputy Joe, that's what we call him.
Deputy Joe.
Watois.
Let's hold right now without the employees, and then we're going to review, because I've got some new totals I was going to look at here. So.
And we've told two other offices that we're going to take a look, and we know that
we have to offer the services. So.
I sent you those deposits yesterday.
Found them.
Okay.
We did find them. And then I made some corrections, so we didn't.
Because I know
them.
What the numbers you had was nowhere.
And after they broke them apart and all that, we did find them.
Okay.
Yeah. They were intermingled with your sheriff fees. And so now that we know that, we've made some notes, and so we know where they're going now. So.
Okay.
And we're actually hoping to separate some different things so it'll be easier to track.
So we can track it easier.
Yeah, it needs to be.
Well, yeah, the transport needs to show. Yeah, it just. it needs, we can't lump it. It's easier for us to track if we know where
it is. Have you had any word from Greene County? The reason I ask that is I'm looking at what they're doing in their budget, and they're really, really slashing back on what they're going to send out.
Well, last I talked to Jim, he's still planning on sending them down. I don't foresee the population going down.
And I know it.
We had a discussion with myself, and I know Jeff Merrill, both of them had discussions with Judge Orr on what we can do to reduce it.
Right.
It's
there's
some options out there, but they're not good options.
We're hoping over the course of when we get through this and get through January, that maybe we could sit down once every month or once every 60 days, different department heads and officials, and start talking about what's going on, what's happening, help with understanding what has to be here, what has to be here, how the assessor, the clerk, and the collector have to work together, how that all, I mean, there's a lot of things we just need
to
chat about, and great.
I'd love to.
We really think that move us forward.
Take you all through and show you that everything that has to be done with the courts and the jails and everything. Because that's, there's a, you know, I had an insurance man there at the office this morning and wanted to see all the employees and on the, one of the deals that's been approved by the county. And he said, well, what are they doing? I start going through all the stuff that they're doing down there right now. And he said, I had no idea you had to do that stuff. I mean, there's a lot more to it. Everybody thinks you just go down there and sit and watch prisoners. That's the least thing that they do.
I saw the newscast this morning on Berry County. That's got to hit hard. I don't know how big their staff was. But
no, they don't have much staff over there.
They cut four deputies.
Yeah.
Because that tax.
Yeah, Berry's... Unfortunately, that makes a great guy over there. Yeah. And they've had problems for years, you know. Well, back
they've had problems for as long as I can remember.
15 years ago, they was only opening the courthouse, what, 2 or 3 days a week or something?
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. I need locks on these tables.
That's why he says something, you just shove them to the wall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Mr. Jim, will you give me what the total was on 118?
Yes. No, yes. 118 total. I show 1180616.
Amazingly, that's what I have. All right.
You can always print bigger. That's always the option too. Not Ron Hausman big, but
yeah, Ron Hausman can't read that. I'll tell you right now.
This is Ron Hausman big, but you'd need a whole book on.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
From just a process, we're good here.
Okay.
Process. I did move the bond stuff out from PNZ and created a new tab. I've got all that moved out over now, so I have a new totals number. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Before I do that, because we are getting closer with some changes we made, the total for all departments is $21,613,062.33. That is a...
What is the when you back out bonds, when you back out all the monies that
I backed all
that are there that are not going to be spent? We're more realistically looking at this for Jan's edification. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 12.5 to 13.5 in expenses. I'm looking. And right now I'm thinking that about $1 million of those are not covered by incoming revenues. That's my guess. Well, what do you think?
Well, the big question, or the big unknown, is we budget the carryover, the fund balance, which is in Department 114. And really the big question in 114 is how much are we planning to spend in that because we budget the balance. In 114, we budgeted $9.881 million in that department.
I would say somewhere close to $3
million. I think 2.3. Okay.
What you truck could say.
I say 2.3 we're going to spend out of that.
2.3?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, I show our actual expenses that we're going to spend next year at $14,031,000. Now, just to let, since the media is here, let you know, with this, with just updating this last, the last 2 weeks we have with Brian Dunning and the sheriff, we are budgeting $360,000 less in expenses than last year. So we're already come down from where we were last year. We're getting closer.
But we are seeking $1.6 million that we're not going to have in anticipated revenues to pay for this budget.
Right, it's going to come from the fund balance at this point.
Okay, so you're saying that you're budgeting $360,000
less than 2011? So far, that's where we are. The running total right now is that's where it is. If we were to ratify it today, which we're not done sharpening the pencil, but that's where we are.
Our problem is less revenues to work with.
Yeah, $1 million.
We've worked our way down through the additional requests over what we had approved in 2011. So we're basically pretty close to that figure. But we have less revenues considerably to work with. Real dollars.
Sales tax is up this year.
Sales tax is up. We use that in the expenditures for 2011.
Because you're going to finish out at about 14 million.
We're budgeting about 700,000 more in sales tax for 2012.
But the thing is,
so what percentage up are you taking?
We're not.
But keep this in mind here.
Flat.
Yeah. Keep in mind
over what came in.
Sales tax revenue makes up only 50% of the revenue that we account for in the county.
In general county revenue.
In GCR, sales tax is only half of it.
Okay, so you're saying sales tax is 50%.
Of the overall
of your revenue.
Of our revenue, yeah.
To operate
general county
general revenue. Services.
Okay, because you went back a while ago to a $21 million figure. Well, what was that?
That's all the expenses plus the carryover. So we have to budget the carryover. And that can really get confusing. If we were just to say take the carryover out of the picture,
I don't even call it that. Call it fund balance.
The fund balance. Okay. If we were to take the fund balance out of the picture,
which is actually saved money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we look at hardcore estimated expenditures compared to what anticipated revenues are going to be for 2012,
right,
we're about 2.4 million short of making those expenditures.
Are you telling me then that you're going to deficit?
It's 1.4.
It's 1.6. I'm sorry.
Right now, if we were to say yes, we're doing this budget, we would deficit spend 1.6 million. That's what we're at right now. With all the cuts we've done, that's where we're still at.
And that's without the raises?
Yeah. Yes. We're not done yet.
That's why we're not approving the budget today. We're not there yet.
Actually, we're probably going to, and I need to let our office and talk with Rick about this. We will set up, hopefully we're going to do that this morning, Jim and I, a time frame, and we will finally adopt the budget by January 9th, Jan. So we'll talk about that after a while.
Good morning.
Morning.
I apologize for being late.
You're not.
You're fine.
How are you, fellas?
We're still here.
All right. Did you spend the night?
We felt like
when I got home.
I'm not sure how I got home. It's like blank and back here already. So.
Well, court got over at 10:30 last night.
So. Listen at you. I left before
the lights were all on. I mean, we left about 6:30 last night. Mm-hmm. Lights were all on. It's like, wow, we knew it was like a long day.
Yeah. I just took it all home. I've got my... Debbie's giving me the table. I spread it out. Brenda.
Yes.
We need your help.
Okay.
What number am I looking for?
Do you want to look at 112?
Sure. Let's start at 112.
And is Rick here today?
I believe so.
Is he? Okay.
I believe so.
I tried calling him. I talked to Judge Orr this morning on the Guardian at Lydom.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to know where we were at. And I did call Rick and didn't get a response. He said he was sure if
I think
we were at 55,000, then...
Is there anything else while he's over there that you need to know from his office,
Jim? Don't believe so. I've got the other one.
Okay.
That's it. I got one more.
Oh, okay.
I did call him, so... That would be the first one to look at. I did forget to ask him what the equipment purchase for $1,500 was. I don't know what that was. Are you looking at another account?
I'm just reminding myself of what the different ones are. There's 112, there's...
111.
111.
Is jury, and 126 is circuit court.
And 126. I should be talking a lot faster with all the coffee I've had already.
Are you in budget all day?
Did I show you a deer picture yesterday?
Deer picture? No.
Hello. Wait till you see this.
Is this a real picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're emailing to me right now, so.
Okay.
Here, I'm bringing it over to you. I'm getting called up here. Ed McClaney.
Holy smoke.
Smoke is pretty close to what I said.
Goodness, how big are those tines?
Let's punch this out.
Big one. That's the one you showed me yesterday.
Well, that score.
I asked him. He said, oh, I didn't score it. I said, what's wrong with you?
Oh, my.
That's Ed McClaney. Ed McClaney that does the bonding and... I haven't seen him.
Oh, he needs to have that score. That's a
that's huge.
Man, I would.
I don't know that I've ever seen anything that tall.
It's huge. Around North Missouri?
Fort Scott.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Just over the line, right? Over from Missouri. He's got a farm. He says he caters to his 160 acres for his grandkids and his nephews, and he's done nothing but fix it for quail and deer.
Wow. Awesome.
Waiting for the email.
Okay. And that's on number 112.
Right.
Okay. 111.
Yes.
I don't know of anything that we can cut on that one.
Okay, here's what I need to ask you, Brenda.
Okay.
You've got three accounts, basically, mm-hmm. that you're representing, 111, 112, and 126.
Yes.
We've got people that, all through the courthouse, who can't cut because they have the expenditures, but they're cutting. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to make the same effort in your departments that they are.
On 111 is the jury.
111 is, you know, maybe there's a little in 112, 111.
111.
126 is what we really need to go. That's your department.
And the only thing on 111, there is an interpreter, which we have $750 there.
Mm-hmm.
We charged up $266. I don't know why we charged that to the county. Our interpreters should all be state certified, and so on 111 account, we could probably drop that $750. Okay. I know no reason that...
we'll do it. You know. Take the $750 out to zero.
And that is on the interpreter.
Right.
Okay. So tell me where that is.
111-50-052.
I'm on the wrong
one. 111.
I'm in the wrong one. Sorry.
I have your 112 numbers.
Okay.
Your 112 numbers are...
Guardian at Lydon, 40049.
Mm-hmm. You're at 54,640.
54,000. So we could drop that 5,000.
Okay.
Because we're not going to have any more come in.
All right, we'll take 55,000.
And I have to call Judge back. He's in court, but I have to call him back on it.
Obviously, if those bills are there, we have to pay them also, guardian ad litem. We know that.
Right. And I did tell him that, and he said, I don't want, you know, bills come in that won't be paid. And I said, that's not going to happen.
I don't think that's ever happened. Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
126.
Yeah. I have a proposal into Judge. I think postage is a great expense. Supplies and freight, there's 20 people in the office. So managing computers, you know, pens, but I don't know how I can cut that. Telephone, again, I don't know how I can cut that. Postage is a great expense.
Do you have any fund that what we need is $5,000. Mm-hmm. If you have anything that will match up for 2012, that you can just pay out of that, that'll
do it. I don't know if the guardian ad litem.
Can you pay part of your salaries out of that? They still get the salaries? No, it has to come out of this.
Unless they will set it up with the auditor to where they pay all, to where they give me a bill. We've talked about this before.
Well, talk to me because I'm not.
If county was to be paid, and they would give me a bill and take out all the taxes and everything. And it was like if her expenses was $15,000 by the time they did the insurance and everything, it would be about $25,000.
We're talking about insurance. But if it's part of the... He said what now?
He said like on this one. Look, I'm just taking this. But like the first one on the line, let's say it's $15,000.
Okay.
By the time you include, it wouldn't be just a flat $15,000. He would want benefits on top of that.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about what he... We're talking about an agreement here. If we reduce this by $5,000, we're not going to change the salary one penny.
And if this is $15,000, you're not going to give me a bill for $25,000?
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
I'm not here.
Okay, $15,000 for wages. Mm-hmm. Okay, benefits on top of that's another how much? Say another $10,000.
Here's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If in your salary line, mm-hmm. $5,000 of that comes out of another fund, mm-hmm. then he can do that.
Okay.
You can do that. Just pay it.
Okay.
It's not going to affect any benefits that we offer right. one penny.
Okay.
We
can, oh, I see what you're saying.
We can have two revenue, two funds pay for one salary.
Okay.
That's what we're setting up this
year. I don't know. And also the guardian ad litem. I don't know on that one as well.
What now?
The guardian ad litem. We have another line for guardian ad litem. That was one that I don't know if...
Yeah, but if we just agree, if we right now agree on $5,000 mm-hmm. that could come from some other fund, we would lower this to 36,200. Is that right? 41,200 is what it is? No. Why would it be less than what was approved in 2011, by the way?
We had a change, didn't we?
We had a change, and then rather than putting her at 3 days a week, she did like 2 days, and so it was kind of... Didn't use her full amount of that.
So if we put 36,200, wouldn't that be the five in that line? And then we wouldn't change it any. The employee would not see 1 cent difference mm-hmm. in what they receive, nor in the benefits that they're to receive.
What do you think about that?
It's a possibility.
Well, if you tell me yes, we're done.
I will go call Judge.
We will not. The salary will be, and not only that, if in fact we are able to give more, we're going to do that. So.
I still have, before I can take it out of another fund, I have to have his permission.
I understand.
I'll go call him.
We're, as a matter of fact, we just split, as an example, an employee here between that and Roden Bridge, because a lot of the work's done in Roden Bridge. It does not affect the salary. It remains identical. It's just paid. Mm-hmm. The employee never sees anything different.
Okay. I did ask about hiring another employee, you know, when we had talked about losing this one, and that's kind of what I got into. Mm. The benefits and everything.
Okay.
Rick wanted me to pay an additional for the benefits on top of the $15,000. So.
There's not an additional person in here, right?
There's not.
Well, if you would make the call.
I will. And I'll call him. He is in court, but I told him to expect my call.
There you go.
So he's expecting me. So excellent. It may be noon before he gets back
You can email us the response, and we'll plug it in.
Okay.
And then if you want something from us, we'll draw up something between you and us just so that you feel more comfortable about that.
Okay.
To assure that they're going to receive that.
I want to
alleviate your fears.
111-50-052 interpreters, mm-hmm. we're going to deduct 750.
Correct.
On the 112-40-049,
mm-hmm.
where you reduce that to 55.
Correct. That's right.
And on 126, you would like a deduction of 5,000.
Right, out of the salaries.
Okay.
And then,
but then that would come out of another fund.
And we'll just pay that difference out of a fund.
Okay. All right. I'll holler back at you.
Thank you.
Then we have... We have just done that with the sheriff, with the prosecutor, with, so it's just so you know. But
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm guarding it light. I did notice on the 126 account that we didn't use that much money.
I'm not finding.
On 126.50.035?
Yes.
What do you have for your actual so far this year? Do you have your actual?
Uh-huh. I have 57.81.
Should we lower that a little bit?
See, that's what I'm wanting to know. But that is Judge Justice's.
Okay.
So.
Well, the point there is, yes, we can if they say yes, but if it's there and we don't spend it, it doesn't get spent either,
but,
right?
I mean, for your sake, mm-hmm. If you didn't spend what you had last year, mm-hmm. why would I ask for another 1,000 this year?
So. And I think he was anticipating
something
more. I don't know.
If you want to look at that one, that would be great to sit that one back too, just because mm-hmm. you didn't spend what you the $7,500 it would look better on the budget overall. So,
and I noticed on the 126, the training mileage,
mm-hmm.
those are, I just did a flat $3,500 in mileage. It should be mileage and training. We can either just split that up.
I guess.
Do you care?
That's for accuracy. How would you like to do it?
If I can keep it at the 3,500, but I know I was kind of called on it. It says mileage and training.
1750 in each, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. It's just a...
I...
That's fine. That gives you 1750 in each, Ron.
Actually, we should have it split, so mm-hmm. I think that's...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got you.
Because I kind of called. All right. I'll holler back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Rick to run a report for me, Mr. Hausman.
Yes, sir.
Of actual revenues by department, just to see if we're missing anything.
That we might not have.
Yeah. Maybe we underestimated, understated our revenues for upcoming 2012. I didn't know if you wanted to go through that just real fast.
You bet.
Look at that.
Now, yes. I'm going to have to spot it in our the way we have the revenues broken out, right? Okay. Is that what you're saying?
Go to your revenues.
And I'll do that. If you will give me a couple minutes to run to the restroom, stand in recess for 5.
Because I'm gone.